In this bulletin, the Prime Minister rejects an international migration pact and a member of the Bali Nine returning to Australia after 13 years in an Indonesian prison. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is unwilling to sign up to a key United Nations International Migration Agreement. The UN's Global Compact on Migration is supposed to support what the bloc terms safe and orderly migration. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Sky News the government is worried the compact would weaken Australia's border protection operations.
We're concerned about whether or not it starves us as a sovereign nation of the ability to decide the way in which we can return people. So it really undermines the tenets of Operation Sovereign Borders.
Other countries that have refused to sign the UN agreement include the US, Israel, Austria and Hungary. Renee Lawrence is expected to return to Australia later this afternoon after spending 13 years in an Indonesian prison. Lawrence was a member of the so-called Bali Nine, who were found guilty of attempting to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin out of Indonesia in 2005. She was originally given a 20-year sentence but received numerous reductions for good behaviour. The youngest member of the Bali Nine, Matthew Norman, is wishing Lawrence well. He's serving a life sentence but says he holds hope that that could be reduced.
What's going on with Renee? That's her story. She was sentenced by the courts 20 years. Yeah, I wish her the best of luck. But for me, I'm still here with a life sentence and I'm still doing all that I can to better myself. And I still have hope that my sentence will come down.
Lawrence is the first of the Bali Nine to be released, but before she integrates back into Australian life, she may have to answer to New South Wales Police over two arrest warrants that have been outstanding since her arrest in Bali. One relates to a high-speed chase and a stolen car on the Central Coast. At least 40 people are dead after a suicide bomb attack on a gathering of religious scholars in the Afghanistan capital, Kabul. At least 80 people were also wounded as the clerics met at a hotel to mark the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. About 1,000 people were believed to be in the complex at the time of the explosion. No one has yet admitted responsibility for the blast. This man was nearby at the time of the attack.
I was with my friends near the hotel when suddenly a huge blast occurred. Right after the blast, people started running away and some were on the ground. Most of my friends were hurt in the blast.
Still overseas, and US President Donald Trump says the US will continue to have what he calls a steadfast relationship with Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump's comments come after receiving a report from US intelligence agencies about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a prominent critic of the Saudi government. US intelligence has previously linked the murder to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, whose nation last year agreed to spend $450 billion on American-made military equipment. Mr. Trump says he believes it's possible Prince Mohammed had knowledge of Mr. Khashoggi's murder, but taking punitive action on the Saudi kingdom would not be in the best interests of the US economy.
We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down.
Australia's One Day in 2020 Captain Aaron Finch says he's disappointed Steve Smith and Dave Warner won't be coming back to state or national cricket this year. Smith and Warner were given 12-month bans from state and national cricket for their roles in the ball tampering scandal in South Africa earlier this year. They were hopeful their sentences could be reduced this week, but Cricket Australia decided against doing so yesterday. Australia is facing India in a T20 match tonight. Check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 26. Windy with showers in Adelaide and 17. Much the same for Melbourne, 21 degrees. Rain's easing in Hobart and 19. Showers continue in Canberra, 25 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, also 25. A shower or two for Sydney and 29. In Newcastle, much the same, 29 degrees there as well. In Brisbane, a possible late shower or storm, 32. 32 degrees also for Cairns, where it's mostly sunny. And in Darwin, a storm with a possible shower, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.